Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Who is the creator of the life you live? Whether you believe life is predestined and pre-planned, or that things just happen, or that your early childhood learning influences everything, or that you manifest the life you lead yourself, you will benefit from listening to my conversation with today's guest, Alicia Howes, as she talks about soul stories. Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host, and during this broadcast, we invite you to interact with us. We'd love you to chat with us either at blogtalkradio.com/FPL for Full Power Living, or on our radio show page at emotionalpro.com. And remember, we also have a toll-free number, 888-498-0570, 888-498-0570. Alicia Howes is a soul storyteller. She's an intuitive coach and a teacher, and she's passionate about illuminating the truth of who we really are so we can all be who we came here to be. Alicia Isaacs Howes is founder of Your Soul Story and an international soul connection expert, and she's explored thousands of soul stories with people all over the world for more than a decade. She's a former global management consultant from London, England, who specialized in business process improvement and IT training. Her own health crisis 14 years ago led to not only her own healing, but to a whole new way of looking at life as a healer, intuitive coach, and teacher. Exploring the soul story records is the most profound and effective method of healing, she says, and she's passionate about sharing this tool with others. You can find her on the web at yoursoulstory.com. Alicia, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for having me and allowing me to be a part of this wonderful community today. I'm very excited.
Good. Well, so let me just get down to this soul story business. I want to tell you to lead off, and we can get to it later. I did one of your processes using your soul story revision kit yesterday, and discovered some important things for myself. So I want to thank
Wonderful.
You for that, and I hope you'll talk with me about that. So I understand that each person, each one of us, has a soul story. And so I thought we'd start out by asking you, what is a soul story? What are you talking about?
It's a great question. Well, the soul story is a term that I've come up with that is actually the same as another term that some of your listeners may have already heard of and you may be familiar with, and that's the Akashic Records. And Akasha is a Sanskrit word meaning, you know, the energy substance of all life. It just means energy. And the records, or the Akashic records, which are also referenced as the Book of Life in the Bible, or you may have heard of some intuitives or psychics talking about the Hall of Records. It's all the same place. That is basically the way we use our energy through our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our choices is recorded for us, so that we can explore, expand, and accumulate wisdom and knowledge in a way that will will support our own soul's growth, and also, you know, at oneness, you know, the oversoul that we all have, and then overall creation. So we're all here as individual sparks of consciousness, exploring the physical realm and expanding our understanding of what it's like to be here as infinite beings, exploring this physical realm. And the soul story records help us to look at how we're doing and what would we like to do next. What are we ready to share or teach?
Wow. So I have some of it. You call the record the Book of You, and you call it a multidimensional biography that holds your entire history and experience. That's So when you talk about your soul story, you're talking about having access or the existence, mm-hmm. actually, of that mm-hmm. record of your soul throughout eternity?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I know. It sounds really huge, right?
It does.
But it's how I experienced it, and it's how others, you know, if you want to Google the term Akashic Records, you'll get more information than if you Google soul story. But Akashic Records is this amazing, really it's the energy of your soul, and your soul is infinite, and your soul is not limited to the physical dimension. We know that any of us have ever felt or been with a loved one as they've passed, we know that what is left behind in the body is not who they are. It was a vessel for them to experience the world with us and through us in relationship with us. And what our soul is way beyond anything we can imagine in terms of the physical planet. And it's not limited to any kind of time, space, or even dimension. And so it is. It's huge. It's infinite.
Well, it's amazing. I think the first time I heard about Akashic Records, my thought was, who has access to this record, and what is it used for?
Well, first of all, as everybody has a soul story or their own Akashic Records, and everybody, we have a divine birthright to access that information as and when we choose. Most of us in this time and reality aren't always aware of them, and we don't know that we can access them. Sometimes spontaneously we will go into that place. It's where we pull in a sudden insight, a huge download of creativity or inspiration to help us move forward with something. And so a lot of artists and healers, musicians or any creative types will often find that when they do learn to deliberately open their records, it doesn't feel that different to when they're really in the flow, they're really inspired, like things are just flowing. I actually worked with a massage therapist and taught her how to do this work. And she said, I don't think I'm doing this right, because it just feels like when I'm in a session with someone. And what I could see and what she then realized is that her records were opening spontaneously when she set the intention to bring forward healing energies for that person, her client. And so everybody can access them. We're just not always aware of it. But you can learn how to access them. Now that you've heard this term, you or some of your listeners may go, okay, I want to learn how to do this. That's what happened to me. I heard the term. I was like, I want one of those readings.
And
it's a reading that literally changed my life. So, you know, there are many ways. There are many teachers, many methodologies. There's self-study. There are in-person classes. There's audio systems. I'm teaching one at the end of January, but there are all kinds of people out there in all kinds of ways. Uh-huh. The most important thing to know is that you can absolutely open them at will. You can use them to explore whatever areas in your life where you feel you're blocked or you don't know how to move forward or you even have a pain or resistance, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental, and use this information. It's not so much about exploring who you were in a past life and how that person and then you are related. I mean, that's really fun, and I've definitely done that myself. It's more about looking at what do you need to know that will most help you create the joy you are ready for in this life, or how can you move forward in this particular relationship or challenge to create the most healing for yourself or to offer the most wisdom or whatever it might be that you're kind of into. So it's really about helping you with the here and now, even though it does access information from all times, dimensions, and spaces.
Wow. So you mentioned teaching a class starting at the end of this month. Is that a local class or one that people can access? How would people get to that class?
Oh, yeah, this time it is in person. It's going to be it's in Oak Park, which is just west of Chicago, and it's the weekend. It's all on my website if people are interested. But I will be teaching a virtual class, and there are other ways to learn. You know, there are books online. The method that I first trained in 2000 served me very well, but in 2011 I heard somebody I then... she was teaching a class. Her name is Jennifer Longmore. She's the founder of Soul Journeys. And there was just this inexorable call to go and study the Akashic Records again, even though I'd been already working in it for over 10 years at that point. And what the reason I'm sharing this is that the method that I now teach is so easy and graceful and fluid and very powerful, because it really helps you learn how to really operate and explore the records from an empowered position, and learn how to really take the information and the wisdom that's already within you at your soul level and apply in practical ways here and now on this planet. So it's not airy-fairy, it's not loosey-goosey, it's not all just breathe. It's really practical, life-changing information. I love it so much that I learned how to teach others. So that's the method I recommend, but there are so many ways. People will find the one that resonates for them.
Oh, that's really nice that you're willing to share such a broad range. When you were talking, I had this idea. As you know, I'm a psychotherapist. I've been a psychotherapist for 40 years. And as I, over the years, what I've noticed is that I used to have my office in my backyard. So sometimes I'd have an upset with my husband or my child, and then I'd have to go to work, right? And I would find that within just a few minutes of being in my office and focusing my attention on my client, that everything was gone. I was just so present. And now I often, I just feel really comfortable in my office, and I sit down and somebody may tell me something and I'll go, oh, you know, that's not what I'm thinking about here. I'm thinking about this. What's going on here? Is that me accessing Akashic records, or is that me exercising a talent? Or what's the difference?
I believe you are. You can open up the records and not work. You can work in it from an empowered place or a not so empowered place. So I will answer your question, but, you know, you can go into the records and say, what's going to happen next, which isn't very empowered. That's all, you know, you tell me what to do kind of thing. Or you can say, how can I create this in the most aligned path for my greatest joy and for the highest good of all? You know, that's a different perspective. So you can work in it in different ways, and you have a talent to do that. And, you know, you have an ability to work in it in an empowered place. My sense, as you were talking about this process where you go into your office and you kind of shift gears, is that you are going into Akashic Records, where it doesn't become so much about you, but about how you're showing up in your, I get a sense of many lifetimes where you've worked with others in a kind of a counseling, healing, therapist role, and there's a lot of priestess energy, which I know that term always makes people think of some strange person in long robes chanting or whatever it might be, but it's simply a very powerful feminine energy that you embody, and that you've done this through many other lifetimes. So it's very natural for you, when you know you're going into healing space with another, to step into that role, and it's a leadership role. It's not where you're leadership we often associate with, manipulating, telling, dictating, and it's not that. It's just about being a very clear energy, knowing and trusting and sharing from that place of truth that you hold within you, and honoring that and the other. So I feel that, yes, the short answer is yes, you are going into the records. And you are, if you learn this specific method to do this deliberately at will for yourself as well as others, no matter where your office is, no matter what time or space you happen to be in, it could be a very wonderful tool for you to add to your repertoire.
Sounds like it. It really. Well, that's interesting that you bring up the notion of leadership. It sort of ties into the work that I did using your materials. I remembered that as a child, almost every report card I had, the teacher would comment on my leadership abilities. So I'm listening to you, and I got myself into some difficulties with those leadership abilities, which I think kids may do, because they don't they don't have command of them as we start off. And what I was just thinking, though, and perhaps you'll clarify this, if I were looking at my Akashic record right now, my soul story, That's a way that I have learned to use my energy. So that would be part of the energy, that would be part of what I could find there as a characteristic of my soul. Is that accurate?
Yes, you could pull forward wisdom, you know, abilities, gifts that you've already accumulated, or what's the right word? It's almost like you've graduated in other lifetimes or spaces, and that you can now bring forward into this lifetime, you know, as Eileen, and share that with others who are coming to you because you have that inherent ability to do it. You know, some, I imagine that some of your clients already come to you because of this ability that you have, and so being able to consciously work in this place and open it up as another method of healing that you offer could only draw more of those kinds of clients to you. It could be a really wonderful way to reach more people.
So, to broaden this scope for everyone who's listening, this can be done whatever your walk of life that you
absolutely For some people, that the course that I teach is certified. You can certify to become a consultant or a teacher through this method, but many people do it just for their own personal exploration, you know, to help them in their own, you know, some of them might have physical limitations or conditions. Some might have, you know, just ready to change the way they're showing up in romantic or family relationships. Or just with their job or career. Like, there's all kinds of ways where people are called to this, and it's the soul that calls you. Like, it's your soul saying, yes, you're ready for this, or yes, not that you're ready, but yes, it's time. But I've also worked with, you know, massage therapists, partners at accounting firms, big global accounting firms, because it's a great way to, when you open up your records, first of all, it's a healing space. It connects you, or allows you to expand, I should say, more into the essence of your soul, which always feels good. So from that perspective, you can see solutions that you couldn't see just from the narrow human perspective. You open up into that bigger, broader one. So it's very healing. I used to just open up my records while I did my housework. You know, I was hoovering, vacuuming, because it's just nice to hang out there. Yeah, you don't want to do it if you're driving or doing anything that really requires you to be, you know, really focused and not cause a danger to anybody. But, you know, why not dust with your records open or fold the laundry? It's a great way to open up. But I've worked with, chiropractors, any kinds of people who tend to do therapy and coaching. It's a wonderful tool to use if any of you are coaches. But writers, musicians, artists, it's a wonderful way to open up your records and really expand into a whole new level of creative energy.
There's, you know, I used to share an office building with a beauty parlor, and I'd like to include beauticians in this as well, because I discovered that they do as much therapy as I do.
Absolutely, and often, you know, what they may be doing on the surface with a skincare product or, you know, a little massage, it's way beyond that. You know, we are, each and every one of us, beings of energy. And when we're working with somebody in that kind of space, you know, cutting our hair or chatting or whatever, or, you know, a facial, whatever it may be, there's energy exchange. And many healers are called to work with people in that environment. And I actually worked with somebody who found it very painful. She was actually very open in terms of her intuitive awarenesses and an empath. So she, working in the Akashic Records is a great way to learn how to understand what is your energy and what is somebody else's that you can let go, and how to process your stuff and how to protect yourself. There are all different ways. Protection is something I think we're beginning to outgrow, but there are all kinds of ways to define healthy boundaries for ourselves, and it will vary according to each individual. And so the records is a great place to explore that kind of information too.
Wow, that's really good. I've done a lot of work on boundaries, and I think our world might be a better place if people learned how to do boundaries. One simple way that I was taught years and years ago is, like, if I feel not so good after I've interacted with somebody, I just repeat three times out loud, all thoughts that are not mine return to the sender. And that's just a simple way of separating me from them. And I also, years ago, I visited my former husband's grandmother in the nursing home. I loved her to pieces, but she was in a nursing home, mm-hmm. and my former husband had put her there, and she hated nursing homes. And I would go to visit mm-hmm. her, and she would tell me, you know, it's too loud here. People are stealing my things. The food is awful. And it would just drag me down. And I developed this technique of reminding myself in my own head, that's you over there in that body, grandmother, living the life that you created for yourself. This is me over here in this body with the life that I lead. And that helped me to get through that.
Yes. Wow. That's I love that you shared that. I've not heard that, but I love that perspective because that's what I've learned through working in people's soul story records is, you know, often the pain that we're pulling into our lives or the resistance or the block is really because we're projecting, we've picked up energy from somebody else or we're feeling responsible for their pain in some way.
Right. Right.
For their happiness and for their well-being. And it's not. We're all here as, oh gosh, as divine infinite beings to explore the physical realm through. The only way we can do it on this planet is through this physical body and through this, you know, physical relationships. And
right.
it's a wonderful way to experience the finite as infinite beings. And we all have free will to do that however we choose, even when and even if sometimes the way we're choosing seems like very painful, sad, and, you know, overwhelming. Or, you know, how would I ever want to choose that? That makes no sense. You know, there's a lot of resistance that comes up when we're faced with the responsibility for what we're choosing. I wouldn't choose that. Why would I have my son with this condition? Why would I, you know, all kinds of things that come up. But when you go into the records, you get that bigger perspective, that, you know, kind of cosmic overview of how everything is beautifully weaving together to create something that we can't even imagine from where we are in current time and space. But when we look back or when we go up and look at it from a different perspective, it's all completely beautiful and perfect.
Yes. I've had a few of those. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to take a break here, Alicia. I'm talking today with Alicia Howes, a reader of Soul Stories. You can check her out on the web at yoursoulstory.com. And I'll be sharing my own breakthrough using Alicia's methods called Soul Story Revision. She has a Soul Story Revision kit. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Full Power Living. I know there are a lot of people on our line, 888-498-0570. So ask your questions, make your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Take care.
You're listening to Full Power Living. Eileen Dillon.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. All right, we're back here on Full Power Living. I have just a few announcements before we get back into questions. Upcoming guests, as you know, are listed at the top of our radio show page on emotionalpro.com. And next week I'm talking with attorney and medium Mark Anthony, who is author of a book called Never Letting Go. And he's talking about the challenges of being both a psychic medium and a criminal defense attorney who helps people, also helps them with their grief. If you can't listen to our live broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio or Emotional Pro, subscribe to Full Power Living on iTunes. And I also want to thank you for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. Now, I also would like to wish happy 75th birthday to my wonderful husband, Bob Fink. Dr. Bob Fink was a neurosurgeon in Berkeley, California for 45 years and recently retired. And as I told him when I wished him happy birthday this morning, there are a lot of people still walking this earth because he helped them, and I'm very proud of him for that. We're talking today with Alicia Howes, who is the illuminator of soul stories and who promotes something you call the inner smile. What is the inner smile, and why is it important to cultivate?
Well, for me, what I refer to with regards to the inner smile, and, you know, it's not so much about, you know, having a big smile plastered on your face that's, you know, just putting on a show for the world. It's about feeling that deep inner contentment and alignment to joy. And joy, for me, is the only word I can really use to describe the essence of our soul. And so when you do feel that alignment, that expansive fulfillment and deep joy, that's when you know you're aligned to your soul, to your soul's purpose. And that's when things unfold almost magically, gracefully, instantaneously sometimes. You know, you have a thought and then, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about that, and then this person offered me this opportunity, or then I saw this book, and things just line up very beautifully and synchronistically. And so for me, the inner smile is a way of talking about aligning with the energy of your soul and really tapping into all of your wisdom, your creativity, your gifts, and expressing that through your physical body in this beautiful planet in whatever way we choose. Does that answer your question?
That's so nice. Yeah, I'm just sitting here basking in the softness of what you're describing. It's lovely. And I know you're really serious about smiles, and I noted that you donate a portion of your earnings to the charity Operation Smile, which I also support, and they repair cleft palates on children around the world.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's not just about the ability to smile. It's the ability to talk, to eat, to communicate and be a member of society. In many areas, you know, that is looked upon as a reason to be outcast and not embraced. And so the work that they're doing completely touches my heart.
Yeah.
And feels very aligned to that inner smile. So, yeah,
yeah,
I'm so glad we have that connection. It's a great organization.
It is. I have supported them for a few years now, too. Now, we actually have a question here on the chat that, you know, I want to tie two things together, I think. Two or three years ago, we were about to go on a trip, and my husband's office manager that he'd had for many, many years was injured on a trip of her own in such a way that she couldn't work while he was gone. And he started to panic about what was going to happen to his office while he was gone. And I redirected him and said, wait a minute, you've got a daughter, a couple of daughters who know everybody in this area. Go to them and see if they don't have somebody. Well, the long and the short of it is he got a replacement, a wonderful replacement who worked for him until he retired within 2 days. Okay. So the question that we have, I think, ties in with that. I'm wondering about, is everything happening perfectly from a soul view? And the other part of this question is, how do you speak to people who align with stories of being disempowered or victimized? And that's where it ties in with the story with my husband.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Where you saw him going, okay, so the first part of the question was, what was the first part of the question was about aligning perfectly from the soul perspective? Is everything aligning?
Yes. Is everything happening perfectly from a soul view?
Yes. Yes, everything is happening perfectly from a soul view. And I've worked with people who have experienced loss and grief of, you know, a loved one dying. I've actually worked with, you know, people who've experienced suicides, so losing people in a, you know, pretty, you know, horrific way. I work with people with cancer, diabetes, infertility, as well as those who are just, you know, very unhealthy and they can't shift their weight or get the job or, you know, find the romantic partner. And so there are all kinds of ways that in the human perspective, it really sucks. You know, we could go into that place of this is appalling, you know, you're being punished. You know, we can come into all kinds of ideas and illusions about what it's really about. And yet in every single experience I've ever had in any kind of physical, mental, emotional pain or suffering or limitation, there is always, always a blessing that could not have come about without that physical or, you know, mental, emotional condition. And the wisdom that is gained is priceless. So, for example, the wonderful lady I worked with whose teenage daughter had committed suicide, while she was, what had happened, that was nothing that mother in her conscious mind would have ever chosen. And everybody would agree with that, right? Mm-hmm. But what had happened out of that, at the soul level, there was a contract that the mother had with her daughter. And that as two beautiful infinite beings, they were here to help create and alleviate suffering, particularly around teenage children. And the way that they had designed this, aspect of their offering to others was that one of them would go through suicide. And it wasn't that they had to do it. Like, once you come into the human perspective, you have a divine blueprint, but you still have free will. So, you know, things could always change. It's not about fate or destiny or this is what it says in my blueprint. And I really don't feel that we are any way limited to any commitments or promises. And there is a way to break promises and commitments that no longer serve us, too, in the records. But at that, the story that this woman who came to work with me was, is that her daughter had agreed to play out this role and that the mother would then, if she so choose, step into helping other parents and also counseling teens before they got to that point to help them step into awareness of their potential, their possibilities, and how to process emotions in a healthy way that didn't lead them to, you know, feeling that they had to just stop and end it. And this woman has now created beautiful programs going into schools, high schools, middle schools, and not only reaching parents who have experienced the same kind of loss or siblings of, you know, teenagers, you know, their brothers and sisters also suffer, but she's also doing preventative measures with the counseling and the speaking. Mm. And I believe at some point there'll be a book and there'll be, so you can see how that's just one example, mm-hmm. but there is always at that higher level, it all works out beautifully. We don't always see it when the human perspective, that's why accessing your records can really help you to shift out of the pain and the limitation of what you're experiencing to look at it from another perspective. Like, how is this serving me? If there's any limitation in your life right now, at some level you've drawn it into you, most likely unconsciously or even subconsciously, and sometimes it's related to a past life or another lifetime, so it's really hard to see it clearly. But at some level you've called it to you to help you either bring forward a need for some kind of healing. Like, I had a physical condition that if I hadn't had it and been told by the doctors, this is just going to get worse, deal with it, I would never have looked into alternative medicine and working with energy and doing what I am today.
Right. Well,
so
now,
can, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The way that I have learned to work with such things is I've learned to see our earth as a giant school to which we've all mm-hmm. come in order to grow.
Yeah.
And so when I reach a point of pain, I ask myself, what could I possibly be trying to teach myself by having this experience?
Yes.
And I start mm-hmm. playing around with it. But I want to comment on what you were just talking about, too. I have a dear friend, a medium. Her name is Kay Hamill. She's in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped me through 20 years of being a single parent and whenever I'd have an issue. And I had a very painful childhood. And I did a lot of work on myself, and yet, and coming out of my family, I was a very angry person because of all the things that had happened. So I went to her one day and I said, you know, I feel like I've gotten past a lot of this pain and anger, but all I have to do is just think about what happened and I'm angry all over again. How do I get finished? And she said, as long as you think of yourself as a victim, you will feel anger. But as soon as you recognize that whatever you experienced had to do with what you set out to learn, and you take responsibility for that, then you'll stop being angry. Now, frankly, I resisted that for a while, but when I finally did embrace it and go back and look to what I got from it, I don't have that experience anymore.
Wow, I love that. That really resonates for me, that place that there are no victims, and I know there are probably... Well, you yourself have resonated with, you know, feeling angry about that idea, but there are probably listeners who are hearing that right now going, what the hell are you talking about? You know, that is, you know, you don't know what I've been through. And what I can say from
Let me just clarify. Let me just clarify that what happened was I lost my, just briefly, I lost my birth mother before the age of 3. I was molested by 4 different men. I moved from pillar to post in the military. My father was physically and emotionally abusive. In case anybody's listening and wants to know, what am I talking about? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that has pretty several layers of pretty heavy, that kind of pattern of being a victim and being abused and not being in your power and being abandoned, rejected, and all kinds of ways that...
You got it.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sure that served you really well in your practice, right? Helping others.
Yes, it has really. That was one of the benefits is that I can understand. And I know, you know, a lot of times when people have been hurt or abused, the big concern is that nobody believes them. And I believe them. I know what it is. And that's been a big benefit.
Yes, because sometimes the abuse is so shocking and abhorrent that, you know, the idea of feeling that that could be truthful, you know, really becomes very unsettling and maybe kicks up resistance for people who have suppressed those memories that maybe they've also experienced similar things and they don't want to go there. So it becomes, you know, the anger is very, you know, a wonderful defense mechanism.
Yes.
What I've found is that, you know, that we are all beings of infinite energy, and if you like, we can do a little short energy meditation with that.
Please do.
But we are here. Oh, okay. Why don't we do that? Because I would love to share that if this is a good time and space.
Yes, this would be perfect.
Wonderful. So if you're listening to this call and you're not driving and you're not doing something that requires your full attention, I invite you right now to come into a quiet place inside your heart. And to do that just by maybe putting one or both of your hands over your heart center. It's right in the middle of your chest, just to the right of your heart. And you might even want to tap that part of your body or massage it lightly. Because as you do that with your physical touch, you're bringing your mind, your awareness down to this part of your body, your heart center, where truth resides. And just imagine that right now, instead of breathing through your nose, you're going to breathe through your heart center. Just breathing in naturally and easily through your heart, and then exhaling at your own rhythm. Breathing in and out. And as you're breathing in, really connecting to your heart center, dropping down into that space, you are paying attention to you. No other being on this planet has the same breathing pattern as you have. So just by doing this right now, you are honoring the uniqueness of you and the vibration that you bring onto this physical planet. And now that you're in your heart, I wish to share with you the divine truth of who you really are And I invite you to bring this in to whatever level you're willing or able to resonate with this truth. And anything you receive in these next few minutes that you'd like to process or integrate later, just imagine it's going into a little energetic storage cupboard for you, and it will come in gracefully and easily at whatever pace you're comfortable with. And if there's anything that comes through these words or the energy that is behind these words that you don't resonate with, you get to decide whether you want to discard it or not. You are in charge right now. And these words and these energies are designed simply to support you in whatever you're willing to heal, release, or balance. You are a being of energy. Just the fact that you are listening right now to the sound and the vibration of these words moving into the bones inside your ear, being processed by your brain, interpreted by your mind, is proof that you are a being of energy. Remember, if anything were to happen to your heart, we would use the defibrillator to shock you and charge you again with energy. So energy runs through every single cell of your body, every single membrane, tissue, ligament, bone, blood, organ, through your skin. Without energy, you simply wouldn't be here. And energy comes from Source. And Source is infinite. Just breathe that into your heart to whatever degree you're comfortable with. And as you exhale, release any and all illusions that no longer serve you in this time or space. You are energy, and energy comes from Source, and Source is infinite. So you also come from Source, and you are infinite too. You and Source and energy are all one. Just breathe that in. And as a being of infinite energy, you chose to come here. You chose this time, this planet, this space. You chose the geographic location of your birth, the circumstances, the socio-economic conditions of your environment. And you laid out a beautiful blueprint. And as you came in to incarnate from your own free will, you brought in with you your free will to explore and expand and experience the physical realm however you so choose, expanding beyond any perceived limitations that you put into your blueprint so that you could expand your mastery of being an infinite being in the finite realm. Just breathe that in. That you chose to be here to expand your mastery as an infinite being exploring the finite realm. And you have a divine birthright to all the support and all the love and the circumstances and support that you need to explore the physical realm in whatever way you choose. You are not a victim. You are not left behind. You are not put here as a punishment. And you are never and never will be rejected. Just breathe that in. And with your next exhale, release any and all illusions to all times, dimensions, spaces, planes, all levels of consciousness and beyond, that you don't belong here. That you're not a victim. Just let that go. Any idea that you're being punished or rejected, and until you prove your worth, you'll never feel peace or loved or enough. For the truth is that you are already enough. You are already doing enough. You are enough. With your next breath, just bring yourself back into the present moment with Eileen listening to this radio show, knowing that you can peacefully, gracefully and easily integrate all that you received, whatever pace is comfortable for you. There you go.
It's beautiful. Wow. Do I have to work
welcome
now?
Welcome home. Yeah, welcome home.
I hope that
whoever was listening could feel that expansion that is really the truth of who they are.
Yes. That's really wonderful. That leads me, I'm going to opt to skip our next break here. It leads me into what I discovered yesterday. So may I take you there?
Yes. I would love, yes.
Okay, so you have something called a Soul Story Revision Kit, and this is the exploration exercise, and it's available on your website, yoursoulstory.com. And so I downloaded it, and I thought, well, I'll try one of these and see what happens. Now, in the last year, my husband was very ill, and I spent a lot of time taking care of him. We also lost two animals. I spent time taking care of them. Bottom line is I've refocused in the last year, refocused my energies away from my work and toward my husband and the needs of the people around me in a way that I hadn't before. And what that's done is restrict my cash flow. But I'm aware that it's not just that. So that's what I wanted to look at. And you say, if it wasn't for this, for the fact that I had a limited cash flow, then I fill in, I would what? And what I said is I would soar with my work. I'd reach out to the whole world in a much bigger way than I am. Okay. And so, interestingly, I think I'll just cut to the chase. You take people through the pain point exploration, and from that you identify what your belief is, and you give a name to the belief, and then you create a new belief.
Yes.
So my pain point is feeling like I can't accomplish what I want to accomplish because I don't have the money flow, right? And yet when I went to explore how that belief had helped me in the past, listen to this, I get to continue being a victim. I get attention for being a victim. It allows to hide, to not take big risks. It keeps me from making mistakes and being criticized. That, seeing that just popped me in. You know, my father was a very critical person. He punished me, and I started having memories. Like my sister and I shared a bedroom. We had twin beds. And when we were young teens, my parents would leave us alone. And if they didn't like what we did while we were gone, my father would come in and wake my sister up and beat her. And I would pretend that I was asleep because being seen by my father would cause him to beat me as well. I remembered experiences, talk about leadership, in school where I assumed a leadership role and made bad decisions, and everybody in the class turned with their finger and pointed at me and said it was Eileen's fault. She's the one who did it. And so the whole issue for me has nothing to do with money. It has to do with allowing myself to be seen and whether I continue to see that as a risk that I'm going to get hurt or punished or criticized.
Yes. Eileen, I'm so glad that you saw that for yourself, because I know things will shift just with that awareness. You can start, because you have tools already that you can start to consciously choose differently, you know, not to be a victim, not to feel that you have to hide or not be seen for fear of punishment. but it's also such a common pattern that I see in my clients. And we use money. Oh, I nearly did another part to energy activation, so maybe we'll come back to that. But we use money as this wonderful way. It can be the baddie in our story. It can be the victimizer, the one that, you know, keeps us small and makes things hard for us. So money is this, you know, the eternal bad guy in many people's stories. And, you know, if it weren't for the money, I would do this and that. I'd write the book and I'd do this and I'd contribute here. And, you know, I wouldn't have to do this menial job. I would do this. And it's all the ways that we use money to keep us from being in alignment with our soul and the purpose that we came here for. And we do that because we're not in our personal power. We're afraid of our gifts. We're afraid of being seen or heard or visible. And oftentimes it's from other lifetimes where being in a leadership role or being really open with your gifts at some memory, it's a cellular memory, your body's associated that with the idea that you'll be tortured, blamed, punished, you know, held accountable in a way that had very negative consequences. Many healers, for example, hold back and stay small. And use money, like they keep their rates really low so they can never do more healing. They have to do a second job in order to, you know, pay their bills. So that's their way of staying small with their healing abilities. They do it because they've got memories, subconscious or not, around, you know, being burned at the stake, drowned, tortured, isolated, you know, a lot of negative consequences. And when we can shift our perspective to look at how that has served us and not served us, and I know we don't have time to go into all of that now, but then we can start to step into our power. And that, I feel, is what you did with that little kit. And you've got other tools that will help you to really embrace and embody that. But this is what I'd really love to share if we have just 1 minute.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Eileen?
Sure.
Okay, so if you just come back into your heart center, you were just there, so I know that just with your breath, and just that physical remembrance by touching your heart center, imagining that you're breathing in and out, you'll drop very quickly and easily back into that place. I'd like to share with you the divine truth about money. Remember that you are a being of energy, and energy comes from source, and source is infinite. Money is energy. And energy comes from source, and source is infinite too. So if you come from source and you're infinite, and money comes from energy, and energy comes from source and is also infinite, then you and energy and money and source are all one and the same. Breathe that in. And as you exhale, release any and all illusions that you don't deserve money, that to be rich is to be disconnected from source or spirit. That to have money will take you from your calling. That to have money goes against any perceived ideas that money is the root of all evil. Money is energy, and energy comes from source, and source is infinite, just as you are. And you have a divine birthright to all the love, support, abundance, and prosperity that you deserve as an infinite being who can never be disconnected from source, can never be separate from God. And money is simply another way for you to relate to source. And so from this moment forwards, you can choose to release any and all illusions and distortions that you've put in place that no longer serve you around your relationship to money, to yourself, or to your idea of source, creator, or the God of your heart. Just using your breath to integrate that to whatever level you wish. And then with your next breath, coming back to the present moment with the wonderful Eileen and this beautiful group of souls who've gathered here. I'm so excited to be with you. A lot of shifting going on.
you can tune into that. Huh? That's really great. That's good.
Yeah. There's some resistance being kicked up, and that's just normal. That's just where, you know, after not just a lifelong, but perhaps eons or, you know, centuries of resistance and illusions around money have built up. But we can let them go instantaneously if we choose.
I had this flash that some of our listeners may also have resistance to the idea of multiple lifetimes. I don't know if that's true, but certainly I did. I used to say...
Me too.
Yeah, I used to say, listen, if I can get through this lifetime, I'm going to consider I've done a good job. Let's not mess it up by paying attention to other lifetimes.
Wow. Yeah, but, I was like, I'm not coming back here. This has to be it. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah.
Me too. But, you know, interestingly, the more I was able to kick my current life into order, the more open to other lifetimes I became. Mm-hmm. And I found some good healing in making those connections over time. You know, you told me that the primary focus of what you offer is to help others connect with more awareness to the energy of their soul, and you've certainly done that today on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're just listening to your voice is sort of like being cradled in a very safe place. It's really lovely. I'm sure you transform a lot of people that way. Okay.
Well, it's an honor if I've done anything to assist anybody else on the show today. So thank you.
Right. I once had someone tell me, listen, when you teach a class, if one person gets one thing from it, you've done your job. You know, and
yes.
I know more than one person. So do you have any, we have a comment from our producer has told us that we have a listener, Amy, who says she's feeling great now and wants to thank you, Alicia.
Oh, Amy, I'm giving you a giant big hug. There is no time or space, so I hope you can feel it. I really appreciate you sharing that, but also want to let her know that I didn't do anything. I simply illuminated the truth of who we all are. You know, we're all in this together, and truth always feels expansive. It always feels good.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Amy, thank you for offering your comment and for being here also. So do you have a parting statement you'd like to make, Alicia?
Wow. Oh, I feel like there's so much that I'd love to share. I just want to remind each and every one of you, I just like to remind each and one of you that, you know, we are here out of our free will, and, you know, everything that's in our lives and everyone who's in our lives at some level are bringing us something that we can either learn from, appreciate, integrate, or even perhaps at some time teach or share to help others. So if the more you notice the blessings, the more blessings will come into your life, because as you know, what you pay attention to, you energize. So look for the blessings, count them, and they will multiply.
Oh, that's beautiful. That was perfect. All right. Thank you. You know,
welcome.
I haven't heard much about accessing soul stories until you and I made contact. I certainly didn't know I might be able to access my records myself. And I think that's a wonderful thing, and I hope that people will feel free to get in contact with you through it's Alicia, Alicia, at yoursoulstory.com, and check out yoursoulstory.com. So,
yes,
thank
I'd love
you.
More the merrier.
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing your beautiful energy to our show today, and I hope we can have you come back another time, and thanks for being on Full Power Living.
Oh, it was such a delight. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So you listening, join us every Thursday for our live show. We offer it at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is noon Eastern time. Next week, we have another medium and a defense attorney, two in one, who talks with us about how he helps people deal with the grief of the loss of loved ones. Paul and Robin Johnston of Fresh Talk Media are our producers today. Robin is on the job, so thank you, Robin, for an impeccable job. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.